On Wednesday, we are going to celebrate the day of June 23rd, which is a day where the Senegalese people stood up against the project of President Ablaye Wade. It was in June 2011 to try to change the national law that determines elections in Senegal in terms of how much percentage a candidate could have to win at the first round. So people stood up because they understood that President Wade was planning to win the elections and pass it to his son, Karim Wade. And he was trying to also give himself a third term. So this brought a very big uprising. And this Wednesday, we are going to celebrate that is really what was the victory of democracy in Senegal.
Now we have President Macky Sall in power. How does that relate to what's happening now in Senegal?
The day of June 23rd is really the day that Senegal is recognized in recent history where the people took back our democracy. Today, President Macky Sall has the intention to run for a third term. All what he has said before, all promises he made in terms of saying that this was his last term, he really has rejected those promises. So we know that there is a need for mobilization. There is a need for the people and all opposition, but all civil society leaders and the Senegalese citizens to stand up on June 23rd and say that we do not want a third term by any president.
I think I may have read or seen somewhere where the president has said emphatically that he has no intention of seeking a third term.
Yes, he has said so. And actually, he was the one who said that. I am the one who made this constitutional review that's saying that no Senegalese president is allowed to do more than two consecutive terms. But today we know that anyone who's in the president camp who says that I am against a third term, you are kicked out of the party or the government. And the president said he's no longer going to answer any questions asking him whether he will run for a third term or not.